Right, well, so I knew the lighting would be crap, so I brought my own. Lots to get through. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who's put so much hard work in. Mum, for making the most ginormous crème.
Bitte, I think you're all enjoying.
My mother, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you.
You are famous with your crème.
Now, I'd like to thank everyone individually, but Dan said no speeches were allowed.
Yeah, now get off, elf.
Yes, thank you, Daniel. Seconds away. I just want to say this one thing. We are so lucky to be alive.
Hear, hear.
We are so lucky to be able to help each other in little ways and in big ways. The reason we are lucky is because helping each other is, in fact, what makes us happy. That's all.
Sorry. 7:55, this is Amelia Clark. I played this last week and I got such response from it because her message resonates. Her message is true. Her message is real. Helping others is really what makes us happy. Rocco Severino was here on Friday before we left for Florida telling us the story of Harper. There is a logo on our website, WLOBradio.com, where you can click on it if you'd like to help Harper. It's Hope for Harper. And Rocco has raised an extraordinary amount of money. It's not my place to tell you how much, but I will say it has a comma in it. I think that's a fair statement to make. And people have just reached out, and he sent me a note. And I'm going to share this because it came from an audience member. Let me see if I can put my hands on it very quickly, who was out there at the restaurant. And the person said, thanks, go Harper, strength in numbers. Hey, WLOB 100.5 listener, be strong, thank you. And they put down, and I don't know who it was, but they put down $100 at the restaurant for Harper. So many people have done that, and so far they have raised, from Friday till today, a lot of money. It has a comma in it. That's a fair way to say it. He did not give me permission to say how much so far, but what Amelia Clark just said is the truth. Helping others is truly what makes us happy. I know it makes me happy when I'm in a position to help somebody because it's what I like to do. Dee Dee says I have a, what do you call it, Dee Dee? It's a rescuer's.
Oh. Oh, shoot. Now I can't think of it.
Yeah.
You're always trying to, you find people that need rescuing.
Yeah.
Savior's complex.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, I don't think I'm the savior, but
no,
but you're right. I do. It's the thing that I find the most satisfaction in life with, more than really anything else, is I can possibly help somebody that needs help.
You gravitate to people who need help.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but that's probably true. But I think a lot of people are that way, though, that if there's any way they can help somebody who truly needs help, it's what they want to do, because it makes you feel good inside to know that maybe you've alleviated some of the problem or stress level in somebody else's life because you were capable. And it's not always about money. It's not even about that.
But I mean, look at Don Campbell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at
what
Don Campbell's
done.
Yeah, of course. Well, he's got this big, gigantic heart that, thanks to Doc Champy, is in good shape.
Yep.
And Don's talked about that here. I'm not breaking a secret, but he has said it many times. Dr. Michael Champy saved his life. He caught something in Don's heart that no one else had heard and said, you need to get over to the cardiologist. And he said, well, I'll do that. And he said, no, you need to do it right now. And as Don said, it saved his life. But Don's got this big, beautiful heart that he shares with people through his music, and he does extraordinary stuff with it. But Yeah, it's true. I do. I always did it with our kids and with you, and certainly if somebody needs help and I can possibly do it. And it's not always about money. It's about a lot of different things. Sometimes it's just spending time with them.
Yeah, your brother has it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. We learned it from our father.
Exactly.
Our father, man, I'm telling you something. If somebody needed help, my dad came running. He didn't have to know your name. He didn't have to know your problem. He just came running. He did. And he was a guy with a lot of resources. And so we learned it from him. But I think most people are that way. That's why I played this again. We got so much feedback from it the other day when I played it. Amelia Clark on the stage. And she's right. I think helping other people gives us great fulfillment and makes us happy.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think today's society, people have gotten away from it because they're so afraid of retribution.
Well, think about you. You're a great example of that in 1983.
Yep.
1983, you had a horrific car accident where you hit a steamroller head on at 65 miles an hour. And the guy that was first on the scene, who pulled you out of the car because he was afraid it was going to blow up, kept saying to you what?
Please don't sue me.
Please don't sue me. Please don't sue me. Please don't sue me.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
Is the person in Altoona, McDonald's, who's tipped the police led to Luigi Mangione's arrest.
In America, we do not kill people in cold blood to express a viewpoint.
As for motive, Fox's Alexis McAdams reports investigators are trying to figure out.
Did this have to deal with, you know, the United States?